This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Ebenezer Scrooge sits by his bed as he anxiously awaits his final visitor, the ghost of Christmas future. What would become of him? Will the futuristic ghost reveal a fate of fortune and glory? Would Ebenezer achieve fame and power? Or does this last guest have something else in store for the miserable old Scrooge? Well, we're about to find out.
Ebenezer.
Huh? Is that you, Ghost?
I'm the Ghost of Christmas Future.
I figured that, but where are you? Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
You don't.
I do times 10.
You don't times infinity.
I do times infinity plus 1.
Oh, you got me. Put 1.
Now reveal yourself, ghost.
All right, Scrooge. Turn around.
A graveyard? That's so cliché, Ghost. Let me guess, you're going to show me my grave, right?
Not quite. Look, Scrooge.
Really scary, Ghost. A grave. Ooh, so what? We all die one day.
Read, Scrooge.
All right, but this is the biggest waste of time. Here lies the body of... No, it can't be. Timothy Cratchit, affectionately known as Tiny Tim. There must be some mistake, Ghost. This is marked next year.
There's no mistake.
But how?
He's a very sick boy, Ebenezer. And his father can't afford the medication he needs.
What? You're blaming me? This isn't my fault. Why are you doing this? What's to become of me? Yes, tell me, what's to become of me?
You're headed straight to Melbourne!
No! Wait a minute, this isn't Melbourne, this is my home. Ghost, ghost, what time is it? Is it too late? Have I missed it?
Ebenezer soon realised that it wasn't too late for him to...
Change your ways.
And he ran out into the streets, spreading Christmas cheer.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me...
Hey, you're the old man who yelled at us!
I'm so sorry, little boy. Here, hopefully this Ben 10 action figure will make it up to you.
Do you have a present for me?
Of course I do, young lady. How would you like a fairy princess dress?
I'm a boy.
Oh, sorry.
But the biggest surprise of all came to little Tiny Tim when Ebenezer arrived at his home with bundles and bundles of toys, food, and a brand new wheelchair.
Dad, look!
Thank you, Mr. Scrooge.
My pleasure, Mr. Cratchit. But that's not all. I'm going to triple your salary.
Oh, I don't know what to say. Merry Christmas, Mr. Scrooge.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Cratchit.
Whee!
So it turns out that old Ebenezer Scrooge was able to change his ways after all. Well, you may be wondering why I wanted to tell you this little story. Well, it's important to understand because, well, the point to the tale is, the moral of this story is, well, the moral is, the point is, forget it.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.